Today, I have three at-home drills that are going to make you a better disc golfer this winter. We're going to make the jump from amateur to pro after this episode. Let's get into it right now. Welcome in, everybody, to the Chain Clinkers Disc Golf Podcast. And before we get started today, I want to hit you with a question. Are you ready to elevate your game to new heights? Look no further than Upper Park Disc Golf, your go-to destination for top-quality disc golf gear. From innovative backpacks to premium accessories, Upper Park has you covered. And here's an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Use promo code CLINKERS10 at checkout for a fantastic 10% discount on your purchase. That's right, CLINKERS10. Clinkers 10 unlocks savings on the gear that takes your throws to the next level. Visit upperparkdiscgolf.com today and revolutionize your disc golf experience. Don't miss out. Gear up with Upper Park Disc Golf today. We are talking about three at-home drills that are going to make you a better disc golfer this offseason. This is going to take you from an amateur to a pro in no time at all. And we're going to focus on one driving drill, we're going to focus on one putting drill, and we're going to focus on one exercise drill. And these three things are going to shape you into a better disc golfer. And I really am a big believer in the healthier you get as a person and the more working out you do, you're going to see that success reflect back on the course. So let's start off today's show with the driving drills. So what I want you to do, and I either have a TikTok up on this or I'll be posting a fresh one this week for it. You can follow at TikTok. Chain Clinkers Disc Golf. And what you're doing is you want to take two discs and put them in a straight line. And then you want to do your run up where you are finishing with your plant foot on or just before that front disc. Now, the second disc needs to be the peak of your reach back. And the whole point here is, one, you want to make sure that when you are landing at a 45-degree angle. So your front foot is in front of your back foot, about 45 degrees. This will ensure that you're able to generate speed, miles per hour, rotations per minute, RPM. We want to increase those things. So when you do that and you can get into that position and that feels comfortable, that will increase those two things, which are key to increasing your power. Also, what it is going to do, and the point of having the second disc, is that is the peak of your reach back. So something I've really been working with some disc golfers I'm coaching is that the reach back is fake. You're not supposed to be overreaching back. You shouldn't be mentally deciding to reach back, if that makes sense. Your reach back is all determined based on where you start the disc. So the start of your throw, the disc should not move from that starting point. So if the disc does not move from that starting point, that's where you want the second disc to start. The second disc should start where you are beginning your throw. That is the peak of your reach back. You are dancing around your disc. You are moving around that disc. You're not reaching back and then throwing your body out of alignment. That is bad. So if you find that you can't get far enough or you're not close enough and you're still finding yourself that you're having to reach back, that's something you can work on and fix. You can fix the timing and space between your steps in your X step and run up. And I think those things combined are going to really help your form this off season. And it's going to make you a better disc golfer going forward. But the third key factor about this drill is that when you're doing this, you're also working on rounding, because that second disc, guess what? That is where your disc should be lined up. You have it there for when you're doing your X step. It shouldn't move off of that point. That's how you get that straight line pull, which is so critical to accuracy and distance. you will be breaking the habit of rounding because the disc can't go off of that plane. It can't go off of that line, right? So you can't put it behind your back. You can't round because that's where it needs to stay. So if you can do that and work on that and you're getting your footwork more correct, you're working on your reach back and you're fixing rounding, all three of those things are going to drastically improve your form. And I feel like we're breaking those down into bite-sized pieces that allows us to work on each one of those in just this one drill. And we don't want to throw too much at you, but if you're tackling these three things consistently and you're hitting those every single time when you're throwing, then you're going to see improvement in your disc golf game rapidly. And this is something where you can literally just do in any room of your house, or you can go out to a field and actually throw. I would personally start with just getting that muscle memory and motion down before you start throwing, because I do think there's a little bit of that, okay, I started to throw and I didn't love my results, so I'm not going to do this anymore. That's not the point. You're not going to love your results right away. You have to power through and you have to continue to try and try and try and get that muscle memory down. You're not going to be perfect the first time. That's why we're working on the motion, getting that muscle memory down before we're throwing. I think that's critical. Number two, this is the putting drill that I want you to do this off season, this winter. It's going to be 100 putts a day. So here's how that looks. If let's say winter is 90 days, right? And you putt 100 times every single day, that's 9,000 putts this off season. You're telling me you're not going to become a better putter? Come on. You're going to become a better putter phenomenally, rapidly, quickly. If you're looking to improve your disc golf game quickly, this will help. And granted, if you have access to a portable basket that you can have in your backyard, that's going to be big time for you. If you don't, that is going to hurt, but maybe you go to the course and it's like, okay, today I'm getting 1,000 putts off, or I'm getting 500 and I'll go in a couple more days. You know, maybe you have to do more work, but here's the way that I would break it down the most. You have 10 discs in your stack. So you're only doing 10 sets. That's it. You're just going to do 10 sets and you're going to go in. And the best way to do this is if you go around your basket every single time you do a set. Don't do 100 putts from one place. You want to go all the way around your basket when you're putting. This will create not like stereotypical throws, or like it's not like you're just working from one spot. It's giving you different looks at the basket, which is more like what you would be seeing on the disc golf course. And I also kind of like to break this down further of, okay, I'll do, you know, let's say 4 sets completely normal. If I'm putting in a staggered stance, I'll do 4 staggered stance sets. And then maybe I'll do 2 from the straddle. And then I'll do 1 from a knee. So now we're at 7. And then for, you know, the last 3, I'll do, let's say, okay, I'm going to climb the ladder. So I'm going to start at 5 feet and then I'm going to work my way to 30, 35, 40. And every single putt I hit, I'm going to go back. And if I miss 2 in a row, I need to go forward. I think all of this is really good. Putting in general is going to make you a better disc golfer. But if you break that down into 10 sets and you're doing 100 a day for 90 days and you put up 9,000 putts this winter, you're going to come into springtime a better disc golfer 100%, because you're going to be making more putts. You're going to be more confident in that circle, which as amateur disc golfers, if you can knock down your putts, you are going to be competitive. That is arguably the number one thing that is leading to competitiveness out of disc golfer, is can you make those putts? So if you're getting all that in, you're going to be comfortable with your putter. You're going to be comfortable with different distances. You're going to be comfortable with different winds. I love this one. This is one I am going to be working on this offseason, definitely, to become a better putter. Absolutely cannot miss out on this one.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Let's talk about the third and final one on today's podcast. It's all about working out. Okay, so you want to become a better disc golfer by working out. This is going to get you stronger, faster, more flexible, all different kinds of those things. Because at the end of the day, disc golf does require a combination of strength, flexibility, and endurance. So when you incorporate specific workouts into your routine, this can help improve your overall physical condition and consequently your disc golf game. So here's some workouts that are going to help you, and there's going to be a lot here. Do what you want. I'm going to try to break it down best I can. The first category I have is core strengthening. So here are some workouts you can do for that. You can do planks, Russian twists, leg raises, bicycle crunches, medicine ball twists. Your core is huge in your throw, so this is one you definitely want to be hitting. The next one is your leg strength. That's squats, lunges, deadlifts, calf raises, box jumps. Having your core and your leg strength up is going to make you a better putter. It's going to allow you to drive further more accurately. Those kinds of things, like, those are more important than your upper body. But if you're someone who wants to work on your upper body strength, here are some exercises you can be doing. Bench press, pull-ups, dumbbell or barbell rows, overhead press, and lat pull downs. As well as, we've got some cardiovascular endurance, so just running or jogging is going to be pretty big. Cycling, jump rope, high intensity interval training, those kinds of things are going to get your heart rate up, and that cardio is definitely good for you. We've also got flexibility and mobility, because maybe you're behind a tree and you really got to stretch out or something like that. So yoga is a good one. Dynamic stretching, Pilates, foam rolling, all those things are really good to improve your flexibility and mobility. As well as I think another one that's important is your balance and stability, because you want to be balanced through your throw and stable when you're putting. So here's some things that will help with that. The first one is single leg exercises. So like single leg squats is a really good example. We've got stability ball exercises and balance board exercises. Those, like I said, balance and stability are just good. So if we can work on that, I think that will help. Grip strength, that's a big one also. So you can do grip exercises using hand grippers. You can do farmer's walks with heavy dumbbells. You can dead hangs from the pull-up bar. Any kind of things to work on your grip strength, I think, are going to be good, because when you have a higher grip strength, it takes more energy to get the disc to rip out, which should increase your RPM, I would think, and then you're going to be able to throw it a little bit further. I just think when you kind of combine all of these together, and maybe you're working out 2-3 times a week, that's a great start. Even if it's once a week, that's a great start. If you're doing all three of these different at-home drills and you're working on your form, you're working on your putting, and you're working on your strength and conditioning, you're going to come out of this winter looking like a pro disc golfer, and you're going to be playing the best disc golf in your life. Book it right now. If you commit and stick to this, I guarantee you your scores will be better than they were last year. You will be a better disc golfer. That is going to wrap it up for today's podcast. Hopefully you guys enjoyed. I am excited to see you become a better disc golfer. And if you are excited to become a better disc golfer and want to become a better disc golfer, then make sure you follow me on TikTok and Instagram at Chang Clankers Disc Golf. I've got reels and videos going up all the time with more in-depth analysis on how you can become a better disc golfer. And we will see you guys next week.